The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 27. I had just been debating with myself whether I should attempt to outdistance my companions, and thereby save myself from the pursuing mob, when Mr. Freddy Bananas III fell from the back of Roger's camel. I say fell, but to this day I'm not entirely convinced that he was not pushed. As I mentioned earlier, Roger was not all that keen on the chimp who had, more than once, tried to mount him, and it was not impossible that he, Roger, had not come to the same conclusion as I, re-escaping, and decided that he could move considerably faster if he unburdened himself of his primate passenger. Nevertheless, whether he fell or was pushed, Freddy B. was now on the ground, and it was obvious that very soon he would be swallowed up by the pursuing horseman if something was not done to rescue him. Someone had to stop and aid the chimpanzee. I hesitated. I guess I wanted to see if someone else would do something. I looked around at my companions. Roger, it seemed to me, was pretending he hadn't noticed. He was not looking back. Sammy, I saw, had noticed, as he very definitely looked back, but then, it seemed, he had actually picked up his pace. I was surprised. But I was even more surprised as Alvy, and indeed Hobie, stopped their respective camels, turned round, and headed back for the decameled ape. Shamed, I too turned back. It became apparent that we were to be overtaken by the crowd pursuing. As the three of us tried to get Mr. Bananas back up onto Alvy's camel, the chimp was not super helpful, as he seemed a bit dazed from his fall. We could see that the pack behind us had closed to less than 100 meters. And in fact, by the time we actually got him up and seated, they were on us. But it was very odd. The group slowed slightly as they came up to us. They were a grisly and angry-looking lot, fairly seedy types, such as we had encountered in the dives of Zuleika. In fact, some of them looked quite familiar. But they only slowed, pausing for a moment as they quickly scanned our faces, and then, obviously not seeing what they wanted, they spurred their horses and galloped off after Roger and Sammy. We were clearly not the dudes they were looking for. Hobie, Alvy, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, and I all looked at each other in disbelief. Moments before, we had been in fear for our lives, and now, while it was hard to know what to feel, besides relief, but we did wonder why the hostile crowd was pursuing Roger and Sammy, if indeed that was what they were doing. Perhaps they would overtake our friends and find that they, too, were not who or what they wanted. We could only follow and try and find out. We set off after them, but, tired as we were, considerably slower than before.